You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is a Cruise News Today special report. Here's Doug Parker.
Four Carnival Corporation brands have loosened restrictions and two have dropped the vaccination mandate effective September 6th. On Friday, Carnival Cruise Line, Princess Cruises, Cunard, and P&O Cruises all announced a series of changes. Here's how it breaks down. For Carnival Cruise Line, vaccinated guests must continue to provide evidence of their vaccination status prior to embarkation. However, a pre-cruise COVID test is no longer required, except for cruises to Canada, Bermuda, Greece, and Australia per local guidelines, and voyages 16 nights or longer. Unvaccinated guests are welcome to sail and are no longer required to apply for a vaccination exemption, except for cruises in Australia in those voyages 16 nights or longer. Keep in mind that unvaccinated guests or those who do not provide proof of vaccination must present the results of a negative PCR or antigen test taken within 3 days of embarkation. Starting September 6th, for most voyages 15 nights and shorter, Princess Cruises has removed its vaccination requirement for all guests, as well as the testing requirement for vaccinated passengers. Now, unvaccinated guests are still required to take a COVID test within 3 days of the sailing and upload it to the cruise line. Now, these protocols may vary in ports such as Canada, Greece, and Australia. For P&O Cruises and Cunard, vaccination requirements are still enforced. However, vaccinated guests can now sail without taking a test prior to embarkation. So far this week, vax requirements have been dropped on Norwegian Cruise Line holding brands, which include Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings, Regent, and Oceania, as well as select voyages on both Royal Caribbean International Cruises and Celebrity. As always, check with your cruise line prior to sailing for the latest information. And cruise line stocks were up on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 1.5%, 10.70. Royal Caribbean up the same, 42.36. And Norwegian up 3.1%, 14.18. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today. Have yourself a great weekend.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.
At Grainger, we're for the ones who specialize in saving the day and for the ones who've mastered the art of keeping business moving. We offer industrial-grade supplies for every industry with same-day pickup and next-day delivery on most orders, all backed by real people ready to help so you can get the right answers and products right when you need them. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.